This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. India and Singapore yesterday discussed cooperation in semiconductors, industrial parks, skilling, digitalization and trade development. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held meeting with the visiting President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam, in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, as the two countries celebrate 60 years of bilateral relations, he is confident that Singapore's president visit will add new momentum to India-Singapore comprehensive strategic partnership. President Tharman will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu today at Rashtrapati Bhavan. President Murmu will host a banquet in his honour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also meet with the President of Singapore. Mr. Shanmugaratnam is on a five-day visit to India. Government's flagship initiative Startup India has completed 9 years today. The scheme is intended to catalyze startup culture and build a strong and inclusive ecosystem for innovation and entrepreneurship in the country. With more than 1,59,000 startups, India has firmly established itself as the third largest startup ecosystem in the world. It has created over 16 lakh direct jobs across various sectors. The Startup India initiative has launched various flagship schemes to provide comprehensive support to startups across different stages of their journey. Amid the deteriorating air quality in national capital Delhi, the Commission for Air Quality Management has decided to impose all actions under GRAP 3 and 4 in Delhi NCR. Under the GRAP 3, a ban is being implemented on non-essential construction work and road construction activities, stone crusher operations and mining activities in the entire NCR. Besides, the schools have to mandatorily conduct classes for children up to class 5 in a hybrid mode. Further, under the Stage 4 category, schools will also have to conduct hybrid classes for class 6 to 9 and class 11. In Lakshadweep, a fishing boat carrying several persons, including women and children, which went missing near Suheli Island, was rescued by an Indian Coast Guard vessel yesterday. The boat had gone from Kavaradi to Suheli Island on a pilgrimage. Following a distress call from Lakshadweep administration, the Coast Guard launched a search and rescue operation and located the boat via coastal surveillance system. All the 54 persons on board on distressed vessel were rescued. Special attention is being given to the healthcare in Mahakumbh 2025, which is underway in Prayagraj. A remarkable highlight of the Mahakumbh's healthcare efforts is a Netrakumbh Eye Fair on initiative aimed at combating vision impairment. The event's ambitious target includes conducting 5 lakh OPDs, distributing 3 lakh eyeglasses, with a daily goal of 10,000 consultations. All services given at Netrakumbh is free of cost. Israel and Hamas have agreed a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal following meetings with Qatar's Prime Minister Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani. The deal is set to begin on Sunday and will last 42 days. Announcing about the deal in Doha yesterday, Prime Minister Al Thani said it will lead to the release of Israeli captives and surging humanitarian aid to Gaza. According to Israeli media reports, country's security cabinet will meet at 11 a.m. local time today to approve the deal. Confirming the deal in a news conference, U.S. President Joe Biden said U.S. hostages will be freed in the first phase. The three-phase plan has not been published, but sources say 33 of the hostages held by Hamas will reportedly be exchanged for Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails over the first 6 weeks of the ceasefire. In the Khokho World Cup 2025, both the Indian men's and women's teams showcased exceptional performances to advance to the quarterfinals at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi. The Indian men's team secured a commanding 70-38 victory against Peru. This victory not only secured their spot in the quarterfinals, but also underscored their strong title aspirations. The Indian women's team delivered a stunning 116 victory against Iran to secure their quarterfinal berth. A superb first quarter performance with three goals set up a 5-3 win for the Shrachi Rad Bengal Tigers of the UP Rudras in the Hockey India League HIL 2024-25 at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela last night. With the win, the Bengal Tigers leapfrog over the Hyderabad Tufans and the UP Rudras to second place with 12 points. The Rudras, meanwhile, dropped to fourth with 9 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.